You are listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the show is brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. And we want to welcome you to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We are a NACTA affiliate. This is show number 321 for June 17th, 2012. And the music you hear in the show is Brown Sugar Bear by the artists Sweet Chocolate. Well, once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We really appreciate it, and welcome aboard. And we're happy to have you here. And what we've got coming up in today's show is information about Pinterest. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard about Pinterest or not. Actually, I didn't know too much about it until we interviewed our guest on today's show. And I really learned a lot about how to use Pinterest and how to use it to market my business. And I think you're going to find out that this information is going to be really helpful for you. You know, Pinterest is another social media site, but it's a lot different than Facebook and Twitter. So you want to stay tuned and catch the information in the show. It's very valuable. And the guest that we have on the show is a wonderful presenter, and I think it's all going to be very meaningful for you. So stand by for that. So we just had Father's Day, and a little late getting the show out. Actually, I wanted to get it out on Sunday the 17th, which is Father's Day, and I didn't quite accomplish that. A little belated happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. So, and I hope you had a great time and did exactly what you wanted to do on Father's Day. Well, what I want to do now is get right on into the co-hosted segment. The segment goes for about 34 minutes, so I want to get into that without any further ado so that we can keep the show within a reasonable time frame here. And so with that, we're going to go right on in to the co-hosted segment. So here we go. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back at the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And, you know, it's been a month, a little over a month, and it seems like we've got this on the schedule for Mother's Day and Father's Day. So, you know, we're having this parent thing with the podcast. But, you know, besides that, social media has become very important in marketing any kind of business. In fact, you know, politicians even use it. Imagine that. So it's got to be important for the travel business. And every once in a while, a new social media venue pops up. And one recently popped up, probably within the last 6 to 8 months. And it's turning out to be quite a thing. And today on the show, we have a guest that's going to talk about this new venue. And we also have Laureen, who is going to introduce our guest. Go ahead, Laureen.
Hey, Barry. It's good to be back. Our guest, we were talking about this just before we hit the record button. It's her third appearance on our show, and we're very lucky to have her. One of these days, Barry, I'm going to get you to meet her. She's definitely a shining star. It's an honor to have been to several of her seminars. She was the keynote and everything else during the NACTA annual conference last year when we were back in New England cruise on MSC. And it was the first I met this woman, and I was just amazed watching her. She was on stage. She totally took in the audience. Hi, Coco.
Yeah.
She took in the audience. She was very well prepared. She had slideshows. She was entertaining as well as engaging. And I'm honored to have her back on the show again. Her name's Catherine Heeg, and she is here to talk about Pinterest, which is a topic, like you said, Barry, of social media that's been evolving gradually and slowly. And I'm excited about it because I have an account. I haven't done anything with my account. And I just want to welcome Catherine on the show. She's with Customized Management Solutions. And welcome back. Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and how you work with travel agents.
Well, Laureen, thanks so much for the warm welcome. It's great to be back again. It's always fun chatting with people who love social media and who love the travel industry. So it's wonderful to be here. My background, I've spent my whole career in the travel and tourism and hospitality industry. And about 5 years ago, I started speaking mostly on social media, and it's just taken our industry by storm. I've spoken at NTA, the National Tour Association, a number of times, and NACTA a number of times as well as a variety of other clients in our industry. And now that Pinterest has come onto the picture, it is just, again, the next best thing or the next newest thing that's happening. And it's pretty cool what's happening out there for the travel industry.
So tell me, you wear many hats in life, which I always find very intriguing. Who are some of the companies you work with? You mentioned NACTA. Who else do you work with?
I also work with Oasis and with Celebrity Cruises, and I'm really excited to be working with them. We're doing a series of webinars, and I'm working with their sales team, and we're just developing a fully integrated plan to help travel agents understand social media and integrate them with Celebrity Cruises. So it's been a great partnership. And I also am doing some work with the Texas Travel Industry Association. In fact, I'm speaking there next week. And I work a bit with TAP, which is Travel Alliance Partners, and the Alaska Tourism Industry Association, as well as a variety of other agency groups and DMOs and CVBs across the country.
And you're kind of, I wouldn't say bi-coastal, but not even bi-continent. You have kind of the other direction. How does that work?
Yeah, I don't know what you call that. Bi-border? I don't know. Yes, I live in Calgary and split my time between Calgary and Houston. So it's a lot of commuting, a lot of frequent flyer miles, and I find I write my best blog posts on that four-hour commute between Houston and Calgary.
Got it. And but your blogging is amazing. I have to tell you, I actually do follow you through the RSS feeds and on your website. Can you talk a little bit about your blogging? I know we have a topic for today, but we're also talking about social media. And the reason I bring up the blogging is because it's a way of communication. And I know that it is going to integrate also into the Pinterest topic too.
Exactly. I've written an article actually in my blog that's called 13 Pinterest Tips for Travel Agents. And I was really fortunate. Got picked up by eZine Article. So I was really excited about that. But the blog really helps me, as well as travel agents, get the word out about their company. So a travel agent, their blog can be the best way to create unique content and help their clients understand what's special about them, what makes them unique, what their niche market is. And you can then link that to Pinterest, and as well as your Facebook page, and then talk about it on Twitter as well. So in my mind, the blog is kind of the first place to start creating a brand for yourself and start educating and entertaining consumers so that they become your clients.
Okay, got it. And it comes out in a variety of ways for people to be able to get RSS feeds. You can send them the links if they sign up for your newsletter. Is that right?
Exactly. And they can also follow me on Facebook, and the blog appears on Facebook as well. So for a travel agent, they need to make sure that they integrate everything together so that their blog appears on their Facebook page and on their Twitter feed if they have Twitter. And then vice versa, when they're on Facebook, they can also reference and talk about their blog and provide the feed to that blog. So it's a fully integrated, it's like a circle, and everything goes around, comes around.
Exactly. So you've got Facebook, you've got Twitter, and now we have a new media that's really starting to raise its head and become of peak interest. Can you delve into that a little bit and let our listeners know how it works for travel agents and would benefit their promoting their business?
Sure. I thought I'd start off with some stats because I find this really interesting because, you know, at first Pinterest was sort of like something that people did in their spare time at home, and it didn't have a lot of draw for businesses. But now it's really picking up speed. I found a new stat that says that every minute, nearly 1,100 people visit Pinterest. Makes it the fastest growing independent site in history. It's just huge. And every month they've got 10 million active users. 10 million, think about that, for a site that's only a couple years old. And also they've got 12 million unique visitors to Pinterest every single month. So this is taking the travel industry and the tourism industry by storm. And Laureen, are you on Pinterest? And what's your verdict on what you think about Pinterest?
I am on Pinterest. And I know, scary as it is, I haven't delved into it yet. So I'm kind of a virgin. Barry, don't laugh. But there's some media out there that I'm not all over. And I have set up an account. And currently, I have 75 followers, and I'm following 58 people. So I'm starting, but shamefully, and I bow my head in embarrassment, I have no boards. So if that's a good place to start, is a blank board, how do I move forward?
Ah, that's a great question. One of the tactics that you might think about is what your niche is and what your specialty is of what you sell. We were just talking about a new client that you have earlier before the broadcast started, and you've done some cruising for this client and you've done a via rail trip for this client. Think about what your niche market is and what you specialize in, and then set up your boards according to that. So what are some of the things you specialize in, Laureen?
Riverboat cruising. In Europe.
Okay. And what else?
Alaska. Mm-hmm. And Hawaii. Those are my areas of specialty.
Ah, okay. Let's walk through this then. If you want to build your business in those three key areas, what you might think about doing is creating a board about riverboats in general, and show pictures of the different companies that you sell. And then as an offshoot from that, you might also start a board about the destinations that those riverboats visit. And okay. If you have a lot of clients that are gourmet or foodies or into wine, you might also start another board or two that focus on those interests based on the destinations that those riverboats go to.
Okay.
So people then might find you because they're foodies, and then they might see that you serve those destinations, and then they might see what riverboats that you sell. And then you can link all of that information to a blog post that you've written about riverboat cruising.
So this whole circle thing is coming about.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can take some of those pictures you've posted on Pinterest and post them on your Facebook page and direct people and invite them to visit your Pinterest page for more photos of riverboats or the destinations or the food that they might sample when they're on those riverboat cruises.
Oh, excellent. So, and then where do I get the photos from? They're not necessarily things I need to have taken, or do I?
Well, that's the best. If you have photos that you've taken on your trips, and I know you've been to Hawaii a couple of times, so I bet you have a whole bunch of photos that you've taken there. Try to use your own photos. Mm-hmm. And the more personal, the more authentic, a bit quirky, quirk works. Think about what's going to be shareable, what people are going to have an emotional bond to. And those are the kind of photos that you want to post.
Okay. An example would be, although it's photos I took when we were in Amsterdam. We were on a river cruise called Tulip Time, and it just did the whole northern area and spent a lot of time in Amsterdam. And I have several pictures I took of actual windmills.
Ah, cool. Because then you could start a whole board just called windmills or cool windmills or something along those lines. And it would attract people who are intrigued by not only windmills, but Amsterdam and the whole of Holland.
Okay. Great. No, I love this. So then, and then my mind, of course, you know, because it rattles, is going, oh, I was just in Anchorage in March, and I have some photos of Run with the Reindeer and, you know, how beautiful Anchorage is. And that, so it's kind of the connect the dots that way. And you're right about putting actual photos up, because I see a lot of people use stock photos, which is nice, but I like seeing the real things, like, oh, I know that person in that photo, or wow, Barry took this picture, you know, like the helicopter picture you have, Barry, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and people like that authentic kind of photography, and make sure that it's a really good, sharp, clear photo. You mentioned about people buying stock photos. That's another way to capture some good photos. So if you're using a supplier for the riverboat cruises that you're doing, see if you can use photos from their image gallery and post those on your Pinterest boards as well. And then the other thing that makes this really social is you can search on Pinterest and you can type in riverboats and see who else is posting things on riverboats and repin some of their photos.
Okay.
Then you get to use their photos and you make that social connection to them. And if they already like riverboats, maybe they're really into cruising, maybe they would become a client of yours.
Okay, that's great. It's a whole new way of visualizing, you know, getting people to see and the taste, basically, of what your ability is as a travel agent. This is what you have to offer. This is, oh, wouldn't this be cool? Go and run with the reindeer, for example, because people aren't going to be doing that in cruising season. But this is an alternative to what you would normally do while you're in Anchorage or while you're on a river cruise. Oh, look, there's all these wineries out there and museums, that sort of thing. So there would be a touch and feel of what areas are like.
Exactly. And it's a way that you can have a soft sell, because it's not all about selling. It's not about getting the best price on their next riverboat cruise. It's about you posting things that are relevant to you and that you think might be relevant to your audience. So it's not a sales message so much as a posting things that are interesting and that people are going to be drawn to because of the visualness of it.
Love this social media part. I love this. Barry, what are your thoughts now that you're quietly in the background? See, I'm going to get you.
Well, like you, Lorene, I haven't used Pinterest that much. But, you know, I do have 5 boards, but 53 people following me, I think, on Pinterest. So not a lot of activity. But and I'm learning something here. This is a very good show. I'm going to have to jump into Pinterest in a little bit more depth here now.
Cool. Barry, what boards do you have posted?
Oh, let me take a look. Well, I've got one, Thoughts and Ideas, Favorite Places and Spaces. One called For the House and Books Worth Reading. And another one called Products I Love.
Oh. Very cool.
So how do you connect them? You'd mentioned, you know, like, say, river cruising and foodies or wine. Is there a way to connect them, or it's just they're boards that are kind of on your site, and so then somebody will look over at the other one? Is there a connection?
That's a good question, Lorene. There's not really a way to connect them, but when people come to your site, they're going to see them all lined up. So they're going to look at the riverboats, and then they're going to go, oh, look at that cool picture of that nice bottle of wine and that big plate of mussels. Ooh, that looks delicious. So then they're going to go over there. And then if you encourage comments on some of your posts, that's going to get people talking about it. So you might ask a question like, guess where this is? Or wouldn't you love to be here? What was your experience, last experience in Amsterdam? And those kinds of questions just increase the social and the commenting part of it.
Okay. I like this. Hey, this is a great topic. I like this.
Cool. It's really fun. You know, it becomes addictive, though. You know, so many people I talk to who are on it just for their own fun, they're like, oh, my God, it's addictive. I'll lay in bed at night, and I'm not there for 2 hours. So, which is a good thing for the travel community, because we know that people are there, that they're spending time there. And actually, the stat is that people spend an average of 1 hour and 17 minutes on Pinterest. I know. That's amazing, isn't it? And on Twitter, they're only spending 36 minutes.
Really? Okay, now I have to ask, what kind of boards do you have?
I have some boards that are related to social media, and I have some quotes, and I have some phrases that I like, books that I like. Let me go over there and see. Quotes worth repeating. And then I have some boards up of people at conferences that I've spoke at. And I have a great foods board, which I try and take a picture of cool meals I've had at a restaurant, or really interesting, unique plating of different meals at restaurants and people that I've gone to dinner with. So, for example, I have a cover shot on my great food board that's of a tray full of crawfish. And here in Houston in springtime, crawfish are just wonderful, fresh, and they're just a real delicacy. And I got so many comments on that post. It was really amazing because I asked, do you know what these are and do you know where I'm eating them? And people came back and were like, oh, crawfish, oh, crawdads. And they were really excited about this. And one gal even knew where I was eating it based on the tray and the placemat that came on the tray. They're really messy. You have to eat them on a tray. Mm-hmm. And she knew that. So it was really a cool social connection.
Okay. So I'm looking at it, and I do see the crawfish. And you're right. You allow areas for people to comment and do dialogue. This is brilliant. Oh, thanks. Now I need a new hobby in my life. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you have all kinds of extra time, Lorraine.
So in terms of ease of use, like you said, if you need to be able to get back to your own homepage, for example, you would click on your name. Like if you've been following somebody and kind of getting off track, you would hit on your, on the upper right hand side, your name or photo to be able to bring you back to where you are. And then how do you follow people? So that's a term, correct? Following people?
Yes, following people. And when you're searching around on Pinterest, you might find somebody of interest that has some cool posts or that you want to repin from their posts. And then you would just follow either them as a person or specific boards that they've posted.
All right.
Yeah. And then if you want to add a pin, you just click on the top bar where it says add and the plus sign, and it becomes really easy. Now, I also look at who's following me and look at their boards and either follow them or follow some of their boards.
So when you pin something, what does that mean?
When you pin something, that means you're pinning it to your board. When you find something else in the world of Pinterest that you want to repin, you can repin it and indicate which board you want to put it on. So, for example, the board that I have that's called Infographics, I've found things on the internet and on other people's pages that are infographics about social media. So I would repin those on my board, and then when you do that, it asks you what board you'd like to pin it on, and you can choose whichever one it fits and then it automatically appears on that board with a link to where it's come from.
So an example would be if I create a board that's called social media, would I be able to find your article and be able to pin it onto social media to be able to share with other people?
That's something that's just starting to happen. I was just reading some information about how you can pin your blog to Pinterest, and then other people can repin that blog post. And there's a little bit of doing to set that up and to set up the photo that you want to appear on your pin. But I think it's going to grow in use because it helps take your blog viral.
Wow.
And you can also pin video now as well. So you'll see some really forward-thinking people pinning video onto their boards, and I think that's going to make this even more social and more active.
And a lot of this you discuss in your blog. And the date of the blog, and Barry will make sure to repost this and put it in the notes. What's the date of the blog? March
14th.
Okay.
And people can scroll down to that or go to the index on the side and just go to March.
Okay. And yeah. What's the URL for your website? Since, you know, we're talking about it, like I'm actually looking at it on the website, and I forgot to tell people how to get there.
Ah, it's
but we haven't directed people there.
A good point. It's CMS, like Customized Management Solutions, and then the word speaking, speaking.com. And so there's two S's in there, CMS speaking, speaking. And in the article, I give some great examples of early adopters, people that are using Pinterest really well. And folks like Experience Columbus, if you want to find out more about Columbus as a destination, they're using it exceptionally well. And Monterey and Hawaii is actually doing a great job of it. So check those out. And then also in the article, I talk about some travel agents that are using it well and getting some traction with their posts and their boards.
Very nice, very nice. So, Barry, where's your interest level in all of this?
Well, it just came up a notch or two, so I'm going to have to spend more time with it. You know, I'm interested in social media and got involved in podcasting early on, and I have a Twitter account, Facebook, and all that stuff. And I do have a Pinterest account, but I have neglected it, so I'm going to have to get into it. It sounds really interesting. I've learned a lot here.
And I agree, and thank you, because this is such, I hate using the term bleeding edge, because cutting edge sounds so less colorful, but this is such a timely topic for travel agents who, again, are trying to promote their business and move themselves forward. I have several friends that are on Facebook. I'm going to be doing my Facebook page. How do people reach you, and what kind of services do you have to offer? Because I'm bringing this up because I think you have a great service to offer people, and I'm always out there flying your flag for you. And because I know you're such a great resource to be able to help agents be able to get moving forward.
Well, thanks for that. I sure appreciate your being an advocate and my cheerleader for me. That's great. I do offer some packages for travel agents where they can work with me, either for me to set up their Facebook page and maintain it, or else if they just need me to set it up and they want to run with it themselves, we can work on on that basis. Or they can work with me on a consulting basis where we do a coaching session Usually it seems to be about 1 hour a month. And we talk about strategy and help a travel agent plan what their strategy and what the tactics are going to be. And they go away and implement it. The reverse of that is where they can sign up for one of the packages. And there I will build their site for them and or post on their behalf. So if they want me to build their Facebook page, for example, I will do that, build their Facebook page, give them an initial 3 posts over the first 7 days, build some links for them, help them follow other businesses that are relevant for them, post some photos, and if they have an event coming up, I'll build an event page for them. And then they also get a social media resource guide and some best practices. So they get all of that for $99. And then if they'd like me to post on a regular basis for them, and by regular I mean 3 times a week, and that there's a package for $30 a month, and that is a 6-month commitment. So there's a couple of different ways we can work together.
And they're all very reasonably priced because we're so busy working on promoting the business that this is a whole new level. And thank you for offering those packages. And yes, I'm a huge advocate for you because I think what you're doing is so important for agents to be able to keep their business going. We're in a new age, new time. I mean, it's not about putting an ad in the Yellow Pages anymore and just waiting by the phone for people to call you. You need to be creative. You need to be able to get out there, get amongst people, get your name out there, and you provide the ability to be able to do that, which is an excellent service. And I commend you for your creativity to create that because you were in the travel industry, or are, I should say, and that didn't come out right. So you're really there batting for your own team.
Exactly. And I'm on that same team. And I know travel agents get busy and overwhelmed. What I hear from so many of them after webinars that I do or at conferences is like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed right now. How am I going to fit this in? Well, this gives them a chance to fit this in and still have the time to be brilliant at what they do, which is selling travel and planning travel for other people. So to me, and what they've told me is that it's the best of both worlds.
Makes total sense. Before we close, and thank you again for being on the show, Barry, do you have any questions that you would like to ask our wonderful guests?
Actually, I don't. You know, I've been absorbing this and thinking about new ways to use Pinterest now, and that kind of overwhelmed the questions, I guess.
Because you did an excellent job of being able to explain it, which is wonderful. I mean, you definitely have a gift and a talent to be able to put people at ease and to be able to help them move forward. Do you have any webinars or trainings that are coming up in the next, say, month, maybe in July? Because I know we're going to be posting this later at the week. So maybe be able to have people get it on their calendars for July that they should know about?
Yes, I have actually at the end of June, June 27th, there's a webinar that I'm doing with Celebrity Cruises, and it's open to all travel agents, and it's about Facebook timeline and tips. And then July 17th, also with Celebrity, I'm doing a webinar called 4 Blog Strategies to Grow Your Business, and that again is July 17th, I believe, is the date on that. And then with Oasis, my next workshop with them, webinar, is August 1st. And that's going to be Promote Your Business Page for Free.
All wonderful topics. How do people find out how to get information regarding these seminars? Do you have a way for a newsletter? Do you have, how do you communicate with the, say if one of our listeners says, ooh, I want to be on one of the webinars, how do I get the information?
Ah, oh, great idea. It's posted on my Facebook page as an event. And I normally market that in advance, both on my Facebook page and through my email blast. So if somebody would like to be on my mailing list, they can email me and or connect with me on Facebook or on Twitter or on LinkedIn and tell me that they'd like to be on the mailing list. And I'm happy to send that information out to everyone.
Okay. So there's Facebook. And what is your Facebook name?
Facebook.com/customizedmanagementsolutions.
Okay, all one word. And your website again?
cmsspeaking.com.
Okay, and is there a good email address for people to reach you? And if they're not right on your website, because I know on your website you can, there's a contact me area.
There is. They can contact me that way, or my email address is simply catherine.heeg@cmsspeaking.com.
Excellent. See, you are like the how to reach me person. I love that.
I hope so. You know, it's all about creating as many channels and as many opportunities as we can.
Well, thank you for this timely topic. Is there anything else that you would like to add to it before we close off? Because I'm like, now I'm very excited, and I think our listeners will be also.
Oh, good. No, I'm thrilled to be here again. You guys are so much fun to work with, and I see such value in what you put out for the travel community. It's great that they have this as a resource and as a learning tool. So I applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And to our listeners, really, if you have the opportunity to be on one of her webinars, or if she's at a conference that she's speaking at, please take the opportunity. She is amazing and gifted and talented. And, you know, that's why I become an advocate. It's just like the information she has to give to travel agents is so worth the time to be able to put on your busy calendar, to put that webinar, to make sure that you have the opportunity to be able to do that. And that's why, you know, I say that is because it's totally worthwhile. Barry, for our listeners to reach you, how do they go about that?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Home Travel Agent is all one word. And on Facebook, that is facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, HBTAS. And Laureen?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. My Facebook personal account is Laureen R, and I am going to be working on a business page, which I have set up. And trust me, her talents are going to be needed because I tried being on the whole thing, put up a windmill photo, and I couldn't even figure out how to hit save. So she will be there to save me and be able to promote that Facebook page is my business page, and I'll list it in future episodes when I feel it's worthy to go to. So thank you again for being on the show, and hopefully we will have you on in a future discussion with the next huge media, social media topic that we want to talk about, because you're our gal.
Cool. I look forward to it. It would be my honor. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Catherine.